luxury starts every night with a great night's sleep. Discover the Sleepmaker Luxury Collection. First class sleep, available only at Harvey Norman. Proudly Australian made, the Mayfair and St Regis mattresses are thoughtfully crafted to deliver exceptional comfort, premium support, and the luxury of truly undisturbed sleep. Sleepmaker's latest sleep technology, Q4, eliminates partner disturbance, enhances airflow, and conforms more precisely to your body, so you fall asleep easier, sleep cooler, and sleep deeper, creating the perfect sleep sanctuary in your own home. Because luxury isn't just how a mattress feels, it's how you feel when you wake up. Sleepmaker Luxury, exclusively at Harvey Norman. Shop in store and online.
You're listening to SBS News.
The global shift to use of generative AI has been rapid and widespread. For governments around the world, this boom presents challenges and opportunities. The Prime Minister has told ABC Radio a suite of new laws will ensure protection and prosperity in the face of both.
There'll be a national cabinet meeting next month and then legislation early in the new year about the full suite of issues that face Australia and indeed face the world as a result of the introduction and use of a technology which will transform the way that we work.
Data Centres Australia is an organisation which represents data centre developers and operators. CEO Belinda Dennett told ABC's 7:30 program, the new legislation will ensure the industry upholds Australian values, saying she supports the Prime Minister's goal of controlling the booming technology.
So we welcome that ambition. We agree with his broad principles that data centre operators should invest in the energy they use and the energy infrastructure, the water infrastructure. So we welcome that, and we also have to be very engaged with the communities in which we're building.
Under the new laws, companies that build data centres onshore must supply their own power and limit energy and water use. Mr. Albanese says the framework also protects the original work of artists, writers and media outlets from theft, with intellectual property not able to be used without control and payment to whoever owns it.
Codifying that as well, making sure that is clear. There are currently, of course, copyright laws in place. And what we want to avoid is a free-for-all. This is about our sovereignty. It is about our control.
This provision follows calls by the creative community to protect intellectual property from AI platforms after original Australian music was used to feed AI models that generate content. Hoodoo Gurus band member, musician David Faulkner, has welcomed news of compulsory laws in an interview with ABC's Drive program.
Sigh of relief. Obviously, it's been a very contentious subject for a little while recently, and we are gratified that sense has prevailed.
But as well as risk, Assistant Science and Digital Economy Minister Andrew Charlton argues enhanced AI capability could bring reward. He cited the example of a new medical project which uses AI to bridge the gap between the need for prompt diagnosis and the lack of specialists to address ear disease in remote and regional Australia.
Particularly in First Nations communities, where young people with some of the highest rates of ear disease in the world, a disease that impacts their education, their social inclusion and their lifetime outcomes, can now be assessed, diagnosed and addressed much more quickly.
The technology is being overseen by Dr. Narinder Singh, an ear, nose and throat surgeon and academic.
We gathered 10,000 eardrum images from 93 rural and remote communities in far north Queensland and the Top End, and together with a team of engineers from Microsoft's AI for Good program, we created software, the drumbeat.ai program, which can now diagnose ear disease just by using a single eardrum image with the same accuracy as an ENT specialist.
But environmental groups have raised significant concerns about the impact of onshore data centres on water supply and energy use. Greenpeace Australia's Joe Rafalwicz has been among those to call data centres water-guzzling energy vampires, While the Climate Council says industry estimates suggest water demand from the facilities will triple by 2030. Industry and Innovation Minister Tim Ayres told Channel 9 the data centres will contribute more energy to the grid than they use and will be governed out of Canberra.
Set up an Office of Artificial Intelligence in the office of the Prime Minister, in the Prime Minister's department, I should say, to coordinate all of this right across government, touches every part of government, particularly these data centre questions.
The Australian Council of Trade Unions has cautiously welcomed news of the laws to govern AI technology in Australia. But Secretary Sally McManus says the focus should be on generating secure Australian jobs and providing the protection workers need as the AI sector evolves.
At the moment, the approach is to make sure that our laws are strong enough to protect workers if there are job losses or big job losses. The jury is a bit out on that at the moment. There's different views about the effect of AI, but if the worst comes to worst, there will need to be more to protect Australian workers.
The Prime Minister confirmed the rules governing the rollout of data centres will not apply to projects already under construction. Still, University of New South Wales professor and AI researcher Toby Walsh says the new legal standards announced represent a positive pivot.
They had said previously that they intended no new legislation. It sounds like they've got much more of an appetite to deal with the public's concern about the impact that AI is having. I think we want to make sure that we don't repeat the mistakes of social media, that this is going to be powerful technology, very disruptive technology, that will require new regulation to deal with the fresh harm. So I welcome the government backpedaling a little bit there, realising that they need to be a bit more interventionist to deal with what's coming our way.
Meanwhile, the Greens are calling for more time to consider the potential ramifications of scaling up the artificial intelligence industry. The party is calling for a pause on all data centre development until the new laws come into play. Greens digital rights and IT spokesperson David Shoebridge says people are right to be worried.
Australia needs a moratorium, a clear moratorium on new data centres, a clear moratorium on further contracts with foreign tech companies, with government, until we have real legislated protections in place.
The National Cabinet will meet to discuss the federal government's AI legislation in August. Camille Bianchi, SBS News.
Luxury starts every night with a great night's sleep. Discover the Sleepmaker Luxury Collection. First class sleep, available only at Harvey Norman. Proudly Australian made, the Mayfair and St Regis mattresses are thoughtfully crafted to deliver exceptional comfort, premium support, and the luxury of truly undisturbed sleep. Sleepmaker's latest sleep technology, Q4, eliminates partner disturbance, enhances airflow, and conforms more precisely to your body, so you fall asleep easier, sleep cooler, and sleep deeper, creating the perfect sleep sanctuary in your own home. Because luxury isn't just how a mattress feels, it's how you feel when you wake up. Sleepmaker Luxury, exclusively at Harvey Norman. Shop in-store and online.